request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 501-600-2763. That's 501-600-2763.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
All right, folks, enjoy the show. Stay tuned. We're going live in 5, 4, 3.
Morning Mayhem starts now with David Basil.
I'm here.
Roger Scott.
I'm present.
And Justin Moore. Live from the Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort Studio. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only casino resort.
Ba-ba-da.
From the office of your favorite president, good morning to all of the 609ers, Los Angeles.
Let's go, everybody. It's 609. You know what to do on a Friday at this time. Move it, move it, move it. Let's go.
Hit that guy, Burnett. Move it. Move it. Move, move, move.
The sheepy.
What?
The sheepy.
Craig.
Dobrik.
Dobrik.
Yashima.
Backwards.
Don't blow this forest, Gene.
I can't.
More juice on the music there, Roger. Guys. I guess.
I don't know what I do with it. Tell me what to do. I don't know what to do.
Let me tell those people something. Shut up.
Come on, Todd Pierce. Here we go. Los Angeles. There we go. He's no amateur.
Strength and honor.
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 That's all right.
You got to be kidding me.
No, Terry. No, Terry.
Go to the phones and talk to Randy Rainwater. What's going on, Double R?
What's that bulge in his pocket?
It's our airline tickets, dude. We're going to a NASCAR race. Ever heard of it? Let's go to the Arkansas Department of Corrections and talk to Chuck Gatlin. Oh, my God.
One more time, everybody. Let's go. Los Angeles, here it comes. Los Angeles. What Elvis is.
Bonjour from Normandy, France. Welcome back to Morning Mayhem with David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore. Woo, Pig Suey.
Good morning from London, England.
Wow.
Welcome to Morning Mayhem with David Basil, Roger Scott, Justin Moore, and Christian Weaver. Woo, Pig Suey. Los Angeles.
Yeah, boy.
You're not getting, listen, they're not, you don't have an open like that anywhere.
You're not
on
getting,
Siri.
You're not.
Not finding it.
Keim is
else.
Not getting that in Spain.
No,
he is Keim a Spaniard?
What an open. What an open. No. Nobody does an open like we do. And all your bells and whistles and all our phrases.
It
and
is
all.
Such a.
It's morphed into that. How did we start? How did we get from where we started to 609 LA? Move it.
I'm sure all the I'm drops. Breaking every single rule of
you're
broadcast.
Creating. We're creating.
Listen, what we created yesterday down in Mina, and now I have to unpack my entire suitcase. I thought we were wearing shorts.
If you want to wear shorts, you can.
No.
You just look like.
You will mock me so bad. Dad, I told him. I'm sorry. No, listen. If we're going to wear sport coats.
No, we're not.
We're not wearing sport coats in the pitch.
No, you're good. Good morning, Roger. How are you?
I'm all right.
Producing for us today, Todd Pierce. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Todd is going on zero sleep. Yeah. He has not been to bed. That's the trooper that he is. Hey, so you worked last night at the Democrat Gazette and made it straight over here, huh?
Well, I wouldn't say that. I did try to lie down for a little bit. I was just never able to get any sleep.
Yeah. Well, these 4 hours are going to fly by. By the way, as I walked in and did on Facebook Live, Roger, overcast. Actually, cool things off. Do we have rain today?
Not to my knowledge. Okay.
I believe there's a chance of it this morning, but then by the afternoon, it's going to get warm.
No, yeah.
Upper 90s with heat index.
I've got power washing to do.
What'd you say, Todd?
Upper 90s with a heat index about 105 to 110.
Here's
the deal. I got to tell you something. I cannot get enough of Sophie Cunningham. I am fine.
I know. I love her. She's so much fun. She's everywhere.
I see her and John Daly more than anybody else. She is
everywhere. Sophie Cunningham is fun, man.
She's adorable.
She's cutie.
Is she? You know
she's
what? I don't even know that. I think as a parent,
what's crazy,
adorable.
I think what makes her unique, Roger, is that for those who don't know who we're talking about, she's the girl in the WNBA that's the teammate of Caitlin Clark. And she comes to
she's
the defense.
She's the pointer, the last thing you
she's,
saw.
That's right. She's world renowned now for her pointing at their opponent. And she is like the, what do you call it? Not the closer, but
the brute. The
enforcer.
What do you call it if you got one on your team? The coach is sending our, what is the word?
The enforcer, no, the goon.
Goon. She's sort of the goon.
She's the goon.
She goes in there and she beats up the people who are messing with Caitlin.
And she's black belt.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, well, okay. I thought you told us that.
I think I've seen her, but I don't know that for a fact. Yeah,
okay, me either. But that's the way I see it now.
And she's super attractive. She's tall, blonde.
See, I don't even see color.
I do. Super attractive, but she mixes it up. She will. She's not going to back down.
She's not
back
afraid
down.
Of
that's
anybody.
Right. And usually, you see a girl that you know that looks like that is not going to.
We're such sexist. We don't understand that. Now, anyway, when we go to see MMA and we see cauliflower ear girls, that's a different story.
You're right. She is the hottest thing. How did that come up? What were we doing?
I'm trying to click over to get on the to make sure the cameras are right on my part, and she's
there.
Up on my because again, I follow the Indiana Fever.
Does Sam see you looking at Sophie?
I'm not. I'm here. How could
sure
she see me?
You got spousal approval for that.
Give me that mug there. Let's bring that mug up here. All right,
put that on the camera somewhere.
Yeah, we're going to put it right there.
There we go. Look at that. Look at that mug. Thanks
David,
to
I'm
Design
telling you
Lab.
Right now. Yeah. This
is really cool.
This is a very heavy coffee cup.
Yeah, it means it's quality.
It means it's quality.
Steve Qualls is going to be posting those soon where you can order it. We're really pushing him, but he's got so much on his plate.
Thank you to Xi Jinping, if you're listening.
Including his segment today. By the way, Roger, today in studio, our good friend Greg Hatcher, who we get to spend a lot of time with, he's coming by with Frank Lawrence, who is who operates and owns the Little Rock Athletic Club.
Yeah.
They've got Best of the Best. We've got that coming up in mid-August. That's the best pickleball players in the state.
Isn't that where you
coming
and
together
work out?
Yes, it is. Okay. It is. And a great facility. And
of course,
yeah. And so anyway, that's coming up. They still have, you know, entry opportunities. And so if you're at a club and you have not heard about this, you need to say, who is our club sending? Who are our reps? Uh-huh. You know, I don't know. You know, we've been trying to get Tommy Rae more there forever. I don't know what club he's coming from, but we need Tommy Rae and his devil spin. Then, of course, Meg Marion, who's always
Samantha Jean Scott.
Oh, she is a pickleball
and
player.
And Roger Dole Scott are pickleballers. Yeah, and let me tell you something.
The best
Samantha,
of the best,
what?
Yeah, I don't know if you quite reached
the
best.
You are so, you know just, what?
You're not
you
quite
what?
There. It's like you're
I hope you and Steve have a great time
it's like
this weekend.
Ukulele. No, it takes time. Takes time.
Well, I
don't
know
rush it
takes time.
You know that, Todd, that Roger's playing the ukulele?
I'm playing the ukulele and pickleball.
He was actually demonstrating while driving last night.
I'm not, you know what? I will not be mocked. I will not be mocked.
You were. You were just demonstrating. You go,
that's
you
exactly
C,
right.
D.
C, F, D. It's,
What was the song you were playing?
You are my sunshine.
The O'Reliable.
That's the first song.
The O'Reliable. That's what
well,
you
that's,
learned.
Well, that's, listen.
Yeah. He looks so cute with his ukulele. It's perfect.
You know what? Okay, fine.
It fits you. It's perfect. I can't wait for you to do that trivia.
You know what?
I can't wait for that to be
are
a
we on American
segment.
Airlines? Because I do not want to sit between you and Qualls then. You guys have fun. I'll sit beside somebody that's anyway. So, but the pickleball,
yeah.
It is.
Y'all, she's loving it, right?
Oh, my God. She played as good as any. She bought a net. We have
she's
a
really
net
loving it. Huh?
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Well,
she
good.
Loves it.
I love it. Love that she's doing that.
Why don't you just say she's probably not any good?
Well, she's just stringing it straight. If we have a beginner best of the best, that's you guys
okay.
Can get in that.
Fair enough.
RJ Hawk will be stopping by as well, brought to you by Natural State Wholesale and our friends out there with Don Grisham and Drew and the boys. Danny West, we had talked to him in a couple weeks. He will be on with us at 8:30, brought to you by HJ Trailer Sales and Trey Johnson. Steve Qualls will be checking in and doing his he was here with us yesterday when we had James Finch on, who was a former NASCAR owner. Today he'll do his regular NASCAR segment. Big Sarge will be checking in. Todd, if you don't have enough time with Sarge on Sunday, you get a little bit with him today.
Any time I spend with Sarge is always good time.
Yes, that is true. You're a busy guy on those Sunday mornings, man. You know, we have a busy show, but I think he's in 2 hours, it's got a segment like every 10 minutes.
And it'll be even busier this Sunday with
Christmas in July. That's right. That's his big deal. I've been seeing some AI stuff. Have you seen that, Roger?
No, I don't.
Have you seen that, Todd?
The image nice. That he's been sharing on his Facebook? Yes.
Yeah, they're actually a pretty good job. Today is National French Fry Day. Todd, where's your French fry place of choice? Like, if I just want to order French fries.
Oh, my gosh. If I could have any, I would probably go for the curly fries from Arby's.
Okay. I like his specificness
yeah,
in
that's,
that.
Yeah, that's off Broadway. Yeah. I don't know. That's not
Arby's. Yeah, they've got crinkle and what is it? Is it curly fries?
Orida crinkles. You remember the Orida crinkles as a kid?
Yes. That's what that is, right?
No. He's talking about crinkle.
I was talking about the curly fries because they're seasoned. Yeah,
what's the difference between crinkle and curly?
Crinkle are steak with look like waffles. Now they're steak fries, small little steak fries with little alligator.
Oh, those I got you. I'm sorry, Sonic has those now too.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
really?
What is it? Orida? What it used to be? When
we called it the frozen Orida.
Is that what it was?
Orida,
back in the day?
I think is what it was. Now crinkle, I mean curly are a different thing.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
Are you a curly fry guy?
And then you leave out the most popular, maybe renowned because of Chick-fil-A, El Waffle.
But you were getting waffle. Weren't you getting waffle from
I think it was.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I tell you. Well, I think McDonald's is great.
Is McDonald's number one?
I think so. Still with a.
Isn't that amazing? Some people go, I don't want to go to McDonald's, but when it comes to fries, nothing beats the last fry in the bag, and there will always be extra fries in the bottom of the bag at McDonald's.
Well, Whataburger used to do it. Your Five Guys.
The Russellville Whataburger just would pile in fries to the bottom of the bag, You get that space. Todd, have you been to Five Guys?
I have not.
Yeah, what they do, they give you a cup of fries, and then they don't care. They're going to dump in about another half cup. And I love that. You know, Roger, that's one of my favorite things.
I know, bro.
If you look in that bag, I feel sort of hungry. I could use more. There are more fries.
You have to get the large fry, no matter what.
Yeah, and then, of course.
There's never a fry left in a bag.
Yeah, nothing better than to come out, as I used to say, out of the beaches of Florida, walk into the sand, and then go to McDonald's and get some salty fries.
Does Corky's have good fries?
All their stuff is good.
Well,
I think they're the thicker fries.
Is there a steak fry?
Yeah, like a steak fry.
Listen, there's nothing like a good fry. We didn't get any fries yesterday.
No, they had chips. We'll talk about me here just a second. Also, it's a National Pina Colada Day.
If you like them.
And I think, Todd, I was telling Roger, we read last week that Rupert Holmes had to change the lyrics. It wasn't originally Pina Colada. And they had written the song, and somehow they changed it. So I might let you see if you can find that. Of course, this song was made popular again by Guardians of the Galaxy.
It's called Escape.
It's called Escape. That's right, Roger.
Pina Colada is in the...
Yeah, Google that, Todd, and see if you can find out the information on that. This is a fun song.
Oh, it's a fun ditty. Song. I was tired of my lady. We'd been together too long. Like a worn-out recording. It really is. And, of course, this one, we'll do it again. We'll play it again later. And then this one. This is a fun song, too.
Is this Garth?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. Sure is. Yeah.
I was feeling the blues. I was watching the news when this fella
came on. Dude, got 9,000 hits. Oh, yeah, wow, yeah, I mean, it's amazing. I forgot about that one.
I did, yeah. I think that's it, right? There's nothing.
Not Pina Colada.
Barry Manilow have one?
It was a pina. Pina colada.
That's it. That's where I was going.
Collector car appreciation day. If you've got a collector car out there, pop us a text with the picture of it. Also, Roger, National Motorcycle Day. You and I are both the same. Our parents, especially our dads, don't do the motorcycle.
So many crashes were going on.
At that time, is that what they did? We had one in our family.
All the time.
And that's why.
All the time.
It was just like, and I saw it was my uncle. It was a really, what do you call it? A mini bike. And it basically just ripped the skin off the front of his body, a lot of it. And it was like, my parents were like, not gonna get on any of those.
It seemed like someone was
always cool,
dying.
Though. It was cool.
Well, Fonzie had one. Who else had one? Yeah. Ponch and John.
Yeah.
Those
were the fancy.
Now, my sister Barbara out in Mexico or New Mexico, when we'd go visit her out there, they have cattle. And so they would round up their cattle on the mini bikes. And so when we'd go out there, I would ride the mini bikes. No helmet. You'd ride the mini bikes up and down the highway of White Sands, New Mexico, and bugs hitting you in the face and the teeth and everything. I'm telling you, I had no idea. I had no concept of what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
But that was as close as I could come to.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and I thought about getting a Harley Sportster. I think that was the closest thing I could get to getting a Harley and still touch the ground because I hated that. I don't think I could ever just stop and not fall over at a stoplight or something like that.
I know.
Yeah, and that is the most uncool thing you could do, I guess.
If you've got a motorcycle, pop us a text picture of it, too. And, you know, there's a lot of folks. I talked to a couple the other day. Where was it at? I forget who it was. It was
they're
probably 60, and they were saying that's their thing. They've retired, and that's what they do. They not only ride the motorcycles, they ride them around the country. And I'm like, can I tell you, Roger? Again, I appreciate anybody's passion.
Sure.
Like me and you, thinking of getting on a motorcycle and trying to contain that and driving to New Mexico or to Vegas. Or like, man, I am out. I don't have the energy.
I don't have it.
I want to relax. The gas would be good. And then you had to worry about somebody else hitting you.
I think the coolest thing was a dude on his motorcycle driving up to a gas tank.
Yeah.
Staying
that's cool.
on the bike.
Putting the gas in it
while you're there.
Who's the coolest? Who's the coolest ever on a bike? James Dean, the James Dean picture.
Well, I don't know about James Dean. Marlon Brando was.
Maybe it was Brando I'm thinking of.
Brando, Fonzie.
Who's the guy? Is it Steve McQueen?
McQueen. In the movie, Great Escape, he was on a motorcycle.
That's what it was.
An Indian motorcycle. Remember?
The Indians were always popular.
Who else was on a motorcycle besides Ponch and John?
I think
Little Rock Officer Don Williams.
I remember Don.
Yeah.
What about the movie with the great movie? I didn't think it was that great, but it was a cultural iconic movie that had the chopper with the Peter Fonda.
Oh yeah.
Those were cool choppers in that.
What? Get to the chopper. What was the name of the movie?
Easy Rider.
Nailed it. In your face.
If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. Someone says, wear a helmet. Harley, Triumph, Indian. Yeah, those are all big names.
Well, you remember Matt and Mary M&M.
Yeah.
And when we got to know them, we would do
the show out there, and we would get on the bikes when they were running, and we looked really cool.
You would never allow me, but you've changed a lot because now you'll even let a guy drive you. You would never ride a female dog on the back of one. And I just
supposed to.
You know, two dudes.
Do you?
Well, I don't know. You know what? We can not let
society dictate what is the etiquette?
It's not about
etiquette. If you had no choice, but is it like, no, dude, we can't, you know, you can't do this.
And then
put your arms around.
Put your arms around you.
If you're a guy, do you go shoulder?
You hold on to the back bar.
Yeah, you don't.
Hold
you
on
don't
to
touch,
the back
you don't touch the guy.
You don't touch, dude, and you have to have some space between each one of you. But those were the, but those guys, I remember those folks up that way. it was huge to look twice, save a life type thing, that, of campaign. Anyway, I'm done for the day.
Roger, the we've had a guy, and do we have his name? From the 870 that's been down in Florida, listen to us every morning on his vacation. His wife, the first day, remember, she goes, what the blank are you doing up? He goes, it's 609. Move it, move it, move it. Right, and she goes, are you kidding me? And so he goes,
he took a picture of her, right?
Yeah, he took a picture of her with her. She rolled over. Yeah. And he goes back out there, and he's been taking his computer, his laptop. And he acts like that we've sent him some shirts. You might have said, Qualls, get that man some shirts.
I don't know.
Anyway, yeah, if that's the case, you're going to have them coming to you. But gotta appreciate that.
No doubt.
Someone says nuts to butts on a motorcycle.
Well, I don't know if you should just read everything. I don't know what you're doing.
Of course, yesterday in MENA, we learned about drugs in, guns out.
I watched American Made last night.
Oh, you did? I should have done that.
I sent you a picture. You never responded.
I fell asleep. I fell asleep early last night, probably 9:30.
Well, you fell asleep. You know what? I told you about Lum and Abner, and then on the way back, you go, what did you tell me? I said, I told you. And that's what frustrates me. Why we can't ride together.
I was going to Google to see if we could find those pictures of the comedians all together.
I was looking to see downtown MENA and all that, and I was looking to see, so it doesn't look like there's anything in there. But then again, we got the mayor, Seth. Maybe he doesn't want us to think that they did.
I love it. They don't, listen, if you're not ready, they really don't want to talk about, like, that's what our history is. But you know what? Embrace it. If that's what it was.
We should have gone to the airport, I guess. Seth, if you're listening, where was the airport in adjacent to the great ski lift?
Yeah, we saw it. We saw the ski, the bike lift.
A bike lift. Yeah.
Yeah, we saw that massive operation. 2 years to go on that, but it is like a ski.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, up to the top of the mountain over there.
See the brawn, the muscle and brawn and man that has moved that dirt and trees and making the way to the lift. It smells of mahogany.
If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. Someone says Steve McQueen used a Triumph motorcycle for the tricky scenes. Another rider, Bud Elkins, the jump was made on a Triumph by Elkins Jr.
All right, now the Dumb and Dumber guys were on a bike too, right? Or was that a mini bike?
I don't remember.
You remember when mopeds came around? Was that not...
Ron said electric glide in blue. I remember that. That was the one with Beretta who gets shot off the back of that thing. It was a stunning ending. Okay. He was a motorcycle cop. Ah, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Terminator 2, Judgment Day. That was where he's got a great scene in there.
Okay.
Let's see here. My husband. Oh, they sent us the 1973. Oh, look at that Bronco. Talking about today's National Collector Car Day. Outstanding.
Hey, shout out, Xtowny. Shout out because there were some cars on the ridge of that area that we stopped at. For those coming into Hot Springs, before you get to the corrections department and all of that, what is that with all those big statues?
Oh,
the bowling pin.
Yeah, like, it's like a 25-foot statues, like giant giants out there.
All old Sinclair signs and things like that. Looks like that.
But it's got, I mean, it's extensive.
Qualls, I know that.
Expensive,
you know,
nice statues.
Yeah.
Like one is a 1957 cop.
One's a cop. One's a chicken. One's a bowling pin.
These are massive, 25 foot tall.
One is, the giant. I think it was a giant or something. Yeah, what is that?
Todd, before we go to break, did you find out the pina colada story?
I did. Let me get back to that here just real quick. Apparently, Rupert Holmes originally wrote the opening line as, "If you like Humphrey Bogart." Before recording, he realized it was too heavy on movie references and changed the drink at the last minute, even though he had never actually tasted a pina colada.
Do you know this? Do you know the words, the rest of the song? Do you know what the story's about?
Yeah.
Because you listen to the lyrics.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So how can you, if you write the song, song and it's Humphrey Bogart the whole time, you go, I don't like the way that sounds. I'm going to just put pina colada in there. Does that work at all with the
The
rest of the song? What's the rest of the song about?
I don't know where the Humphrey Bogart thing comes up.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
Not in there.
No, it was, but he looked at it and he goes, I don't like the way that sounds.
So he took it out.
Too many movie references, and so he goes, I'm just going to put pina colada in there.
Well, I
like Humphrey Bogart. Just doesn't work.
No. And it's called Escape.
It's called Escape. I guess
Escape, it's about a dude and a chick who are not, trying to escape from their life.
Is that what it is?
Well, I say that because they're married or they're dating.
Todd will let you do
one
some.
One puts an ad in the paper, and the chick answers the ad, and turns out it's those two.
We've got somebody said too. Justin Moore last night back on stage in Illinois. So when is he coming back? We have no idea.
What an asset you are to our show.
That's deep balls. Here's one: Jimmy in Norfolk with a picture of his motorcycle. Roger,
yeah.
Okay, see. That's one of these. Look here. This is one of these cruisers that you can get in it.
Lose this.
And, you know, drive around comfortable.
Yeah, big. What'd you call it?
What?
See, somebody on here said the same thing when you were talking about parts to parts.
Oh, they the say? Nuts to butts?
Jeez. There it is.
Bruce Willis rode the chopper in Pulp Fiction. I have to go back and look at that. Stone Cold with Brian Bosworth.
Oh, he did
wear one in Little Rock.
Okay.
Here's a picture.
He did at the end of that. That's right. He got he on did.
That. Was, he was cool in that.
Of the, yeah, when he
drove through the state capitol, didn't he?
No, Boswell. I'm talking about Bruce Willis in the other movie.
I don't remember.
At the end of the movie, he gets on dude.
He gets out of there.
Who is
crazy guy?
Yeah.
Someone says you can say I like classic cars. A picture of my collection in my front yard, Stephen in Valonia. Wow. Today's look at all those Mustangs. Today's National Collector Car Day. Also National Motorcycle Day. It's also National French Fry Day. So go out and enjoy your French fry today. Tell them the Buzz and Morning Mayhem sent you. I got a fun show lined up. We'll talk with our buddy Greg Hatcher and Frank Lawrence here shortly. RJ's coming by. We're glad you're with us. We hit the road yesterday, Roger, 2.5 hours each way. That's the western part of the state, man, right there on the border.
Dude, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes,
but, hey,
it
the mayor, Seth Smith, was super nice. Sarah Dye, the head of the chamber.
Owner's got a great story. The current owner of the restaurant.
Yeah, it is. And that restaurant's been open since, what, 1922? It was
some
it
of
was,
the photographs you had. When you put that out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I'll put that out to
all right, and we saw Lum and Abner's, yeah. The Jot 'em Down store.
Jot 'em Down. He said Jot 'em Down store.
He said Jot 'em.
You say that so quickly, and people go, what? What? What?
Jot 'em. Jot 'em. You know, Jot 'em Down. Jot
yeah,
down,
I bet you Todd doesn't know who Lum and Abner are.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, he's too young. I think you got to be over 60 to 50.
Wow, we saw what a drive, though. What a drive.
Yeah, you're right.
Mount Ida, Royal.
Beautiful area out there. And, gosh, we forgot when we were driving out there, what's the lake that we always...
Shangri-La, Washington.
Passed the sign absolutely. Out there for that. Yeah. Beautiful. Hey, it's a beautiful state. We love we're representing, you know, when we go all over, getting to share that with you. Like I said, we did a Facebook Live yesterday. We'll do another post today.
So that was four of them.
Four of them. One more to go in Blytheville.
One more to go, and we'll do Blytheville... in a couple of weeks.
Right? And I'm glad, Roger, we found out the OARC. A lot of people say, OARC, man, you've left off OARC.
Oh, yeah.
And it was
opened QB7.
So it opened in 1890. Well, just found out that it was a restaurant. It's been a restaurant for 20 years.
Yeah,
years.
That didn't qualify. We will put an asterisk by
it was been a general
Ohio
store.
Club.
Yeah, because that was at least serving drinks.
At least as a bar, restaurant, club.
Yeah, that was a general store.
More.
We'll still go to OARC at some point. But I love the five that we've chosen. Roger, one more to go like you've talked about. I do want to thank Oakland for sponsoring our summer adventure. Man, it's going to be a crazy weekend. For me and you, Roger, and I don't think Qualls has done a ton of races where he's in person, but whoo, it's going to be a long, crazy, fun NASCAR weekend. We're going to be baptized in NASCAR. All right, don't go away. It's 6:33.
I'll tell you one thing, Judge, over your pal. If you wasn't wearing that black robe, I'd take you out back at his courthouse, and I'd try a little bit of your honor on. You understand that, you hillbilly? Who's going to collect my welfare? Pay for my Cadillac. What do you mean, contempt of court?
Listen for Champs and Chumps on Fridays during The Zone. Brought to you by Washita Bar and Grill on Central Avenue in Hot Springs and BKC Home Builders. Building premier homes in Hot Springs.
Chris Kane joins Morning Mayhem each Monday to mix it up with the guys. Chris Kane on Morning Mayhem is presented by Trader Bills. Trader Bills, your one-stop shop for all things lake.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
Real hot weather today. A heat advisor is in effect this afternoon. For heat index values around 105. We'll get up to a high of 97. But first, there is a chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm this morning. Then we'll clear out, become mostly sunny this afternoon. And oh so hot. Tonight stays warm with a low of 78. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Tune in to Out of Bounds each Monday for Weekend Recap, brought to you by Fleet Management Services. Serving Central Arkansas for over 20 years, they're your small to mid-sized fleet specialist that also takes care of our fleet at Signal Media. Fleet Management Services is now hiring for loop tech, tire tech, and light maintenance. 8 paid holidays and paid vacation, paid health insurance, and 401k. Pay depends on experience and signing bonus. Apply in person at 901 East 8th Street in Little Rock.
Old number 53 here, and back in my day, I was fortunate to be around some great teams, along with some great teammates. And even now, all these years later, I'm also grateful to be a part of a great team here at 103.7 The Buzz. But you know another great team that I've come to appreciate over the years? It's the team over at Edwards Food Giant, and there are 11 stores located all over the metropolitan area, including their Edwards Cash Saver stores. And let me tell you this, if you haven't been to the newest Edwards Food Giant in North Little Rock in the Lakewood Village Shopping Center, Center. You really need to stop by there. This store is truly the most beautiful grocery store that I've ever been inside of. The layout with their huge selection and inventory, including their deli and salad bars, is the best. Of course, their meat department at Edwards will truly blow you away, too. That newest Edwards store has everything from heat and eat, meal solutions, weekly specials, to a giant wine department, to their dry-aged beef that's been temperature and humidity controlled for 28 days in their cooler, resulting in a steak that's tender, flavorful, and unlike any steak you've ever had. So see for yourself why the team at Edwards Food Giant is now Central Arkansas's favorite place to shop.
You work out, but you walk the same route. You go to the old never-changing club with old machines and same routines. You need the excitement and variety of the Little Rock Athletic Club or Racquet Club. People will witness the fitness.
106.7 Buzz 2 is your home for Arkansas Travs baseball. Hear every pitch, every crack of the bat on 106.7 Buzz 2. For the full calendar, go to Travs.com. It's the greatest game on dirt, and you can hear it all on 106.7 Buzz 2.
This is Justin Akre. If shoulder or elbow pain is affecting your daily life, the fellowship-trained physicians at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health are here to help. They offer advanced care for injuries, arthritis, rotator cuff problems, and more, helping you feel better, move better, and get back to everyday life. Call 501-686-TOSH today to schedule your appointment. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
Genesis of Conway presents Craig O'Neill each week when he joins Roger, Baz, and Justin on Morning Mayhem. Genesis of Conway, the future of luxury today.
This is Miss Arkansas 2026, Ava Weeks, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem with David, Roger, Justin, and Christian.
It's a fantastic song.
I was feeling the blues. I was watching the news. When this fella came on TV,
sing it, boy.
He said, I'm telling you that science is proof that heartaches are healed by the sea. That got me going without even knowing. I'm packed right up and rolling.
I did a Razorback parody to this.
Now I'm on a roll, and I swear to my soul, tonight I'm gonna paint this town. So bring me. I want one for each hand. Let's set the sail with Captain Morgan. Oh, we never leave dry land.
Some good writing right there, man.
Yeah. Hey, troubles, I forgot them. I buried them in the sand. So bring me to Pina Colada. She said goodbye to her good time and man.
That's good stuff. Today is National Pina Colada Day. Todd, you like pina coladas?
Never had one.
You know, Roger, I'm trying to think. I'm sure I've had one.
Yeah, I'm sure we have.
It's not one I would normally order.
No,
margaritas are more popular, right?
Well, margarita pina colada, if a guy's drinking one, he's riding nuts to butts, right? I mean, is that not? I don't know. I'm not. You know what? And that's bad for me to say. I shouldn't qualify. You can drink whatever you want, by God.
A couple things. We were talking about pickleball a few minutes ago, and I heard Akre doing this live on the air yesterday. Coco Golf, apparently all she had to do was make one shot yesterday to win, I guess, the set or something. It would have probably helped her win the whole thing, and she missed it. It was, a drop shot. And she hit it in the net, and it was just a gimme, and she's out. So Coco Gauff is out, and so Todd, at this point, I don't know anybody in Wimbledon anymore. I don't think. Not that I would have known a whole lot anyway.
Right.
So that's going on. You got soccer, Roger, still happening. You know, now that the United States is out, you know, I'm pretty much out too. I think France won yesterday. Today you got Spain and Belgium, which I think is a big matchup, Roger. That's
right.
That would have been us if we'd have beat Belgium. We'd have been playing. Spain's tough. You got Norway, England tomorrow, and Argentina and Switzerland.
Well, we need our Spain contributor.
Yeah, we do. Also, Roger, did you see the 2026 class announced for the U of A Sports Hall of Honor?
And I did not.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Todd, when you hear strength and honor said twice, you follow it with your strength and honor.
Yes.
Ready? Strength and honor.
Strength and honor. Never mind.
It's all right. We'll try it again later. Jason Peters going in, who was going to go in the NFL Hall of Fame, Roger. He was not even drafted. not even drafted. He was a tight end for Houston Nutt, but one of the most athletic guys I've ever seen up there. And he ends up, he's going to be in the Hall of Fame, probably first or second ballot. Tony Bua, he's going in. Very deserving. Was the all-time leading tackler until who passed him? Come on.
I know who
Come on.
Not Trey Flowers.
No? I'll just give you a hint. A unique name.
Yeah, yeah. Olajabu. No.
Think of, we had him on the show.
I know.
Say it. No, but Olajabutu's not right.
I know it's not.
It starts with a B. It's one, you have these on the...
Oh, of course. It was Bumper Pull.
Bumper Pull.
In your face!
Nailed it! But it's an asterisk because remember what the difference was? How Bumper Pull passed?
Yeah, he had 6 years.
That's right.
He's still playing.
Yeah, great guy, but he had an extra
No,
year.
We have to do that. And he had Sigma Supply?
Also, Ronnie Brewer. And that is the... Is that, wait a minute, is that?
That can't be Dan.
That's Junior.
That's Junior. Yeah. I say, wait a minute, surely he's already in there.
For sure.
So you got, and Brett Eibner, baseball player, right, pitcher, right, Todd, for the Hawks?
He was a two-way player, but yes, he was both an outfielder and a pitcher, primarily an outfielder once he got into the minors and for a cup of coffee with the Royals.
Gotcha. And then a golfer, Bud Steele, pole vaulter, Tina Sutjay, I don't know how to pronounce that. And then listen to softball pitcher, Heather Schlickman-Scharf. Heather Schlickman-Scharf.
You will stop it.
And Dave England going in posthumously.
Okay. All right.
So anyway, that will happen on September 25th. I'll never forget this. I've told Roger. Roger may not remember the story, Todd.
I'm listening.
So I was going up there to watch practice with Houston when Houston was coaching back in that late 90s. Maybe it's early 2000s. It was when Matt Jones was playing. And I see these running backs, quarterbacks. They're running sprints back-to-back on the grass field. See this big dude, look like he's about 6'5". Looks like he's 240, 250, and he's running like with the quarterbacks and running backs. I remember asking Houston, I said, who is that? He said, it's a kid named Jason Peters out of, Atlanta, Texas?
Yeah.
And I've never seen a big man run like that. And I'll never forget that. It's the most athletic thing,
right?
Probably the most impressive looking athlete other than Steve Atwater.
Right.
When it comes to just when you go in the video, you look at it, you go, wow.
Oh, just cut?
Just physically built like a Superman, and then to watch him move. And then remember, Houston really didn't use him as much as, you know, probably could have. Tried to at times and made some big catches from the 7 overtime.
What do you think that was?
I don't know. You had a lot of talent. Yeah. You had a lot of talent. And I think he was beside Sean Andrews. I think it was him. Sean Andrews is tackle. And then Peters is beside him.
Yeah.
So they would run behind that. And then he gets to the league. He's undrafted. And he goes to, I can't remember where he started, Buffalo or Detroit. Buffalo, I think. And they move him to tackle. And he's a Hall of Famer. And he's going to be a Hall of Famer.
He's a good dude. My oldest son.
Did he play against him?
They did play against him in high school. Eric went to Queen City.
That's a small world.
No, it is. But then they also became neighbors. My son moved into a home right beside his parents, and he and Jason became friends. And I think to this day they are.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's he's really, I mean, here's the deal. There are not many players that come through the U of A, as good as the ones we've had, that end up with gold jackets.
No.
You
know what? And not start out as they were. I mean, look at Dan Hampton.
Dan Hampton?
Who was, wasn't even playing football.
Yeah, that's another unique story. He was in the band. So you got Dan Hampton, Steve Atwater, mm-hmm. Bambi. That's it for players. You got Jerry Jones, Jimmy Johnson. Am I leaving anybody out that has gold jackets from Arkansas? It's not a big list. This dude will be, of course, you had Willie Rowe.
For Razorback.
That's right. So. Yeah. Anyway, so of course he's just probably he's first eligible because he's for this Hall of Honor because he's
Clyde Scott.
No, I don't think Clyde Scott had an NFL a big NFL career. I don't believe.
No,
yeah,
no.
Yeah.
In the Hall of Fame of something.
Oh well, he's in the U of A Hall of Fame. I guarantee you that. 661-1037. Someone says you guys may know but haven't mentioned, but Two Pina Coladas by Garth was written by longtime singer-songwriter Sean Kemp, who graduated from Bryant High School in the mid-80s. Had no idea.
Oh, I had no idea. Sean Kemp.
I'm sorry. Don Hudson, but he didn't go to Arkansas.
Right.
He went to Alabama, so I threw the Razorbacks. But, yeah, he's definitely got a gold jacket, too.
Right.
The other story, we'll go to break. Did you guys hear the stories? And if you live in Bryant, it's, first of all, is... You got to somehow, they got to come up with a solution. 8-year-old kid went down a drain, a drainage deal when it was pouring down rain, I guess.
Wednesday night.
Was that what it was?
That's what it said, yeah.
The 8-year-old goes down, somehow doesn't break her, his or her neck. I think
that's
hers.
The storm. I mean, Samantha and I were playing pickleball. That's right.
And so she goes down, and it takes her a half a mile. So, you know, she's being washed away. She's probably scared to death, bloodied up, and they found her half a mile down under the thing.
Oh, my word.
So I don't know how, if they got to put some kind of deal screen or something. But that's all. You know, we've had that horror story. You think you get sucked down a drain.
As a kid, when you've got all that, kids haven't checked. You want to? It's a lot of water.
Yeah, I wonder if that's what
float on it. You want to do a lot of stuff. I mean, you've seen kids that have floated down streets when the roads are flooded.
Yeah.
We've stood beside drainage ditches when I was a kid when it rained and all that.
Yeah.
Watching that water gush down there.
Can you imagine if you'd seen their friend? Oh my gosh,
you
Roger's
don't think it's happening.
So they run to get their parents.
Yeah.
They come back and you don't know where the kid is.
Unreal.
It's under the ground. Anyway, a horrible situation that turned out okay.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear what that, you know, if the girl can even talk about it.
Maybe Hockey can say something.
Hockey's
daddy was
that's
Baby Jessica,
right.
Yeah.
Baby Jessica. That was interesting. We'll talk with him about that. All right, coming up here shortly, we'll visit with Frank Lawrence, the Little Rock Athletic Club, and Greg Hatcher about the massive pickleball championship, best of the best that happens at LRAC in August.
At where?
I said LRAC. Like that?
I like it a lot.
You like it a lot?
I do.
All right, don't go away. 661-1037 is our number. Bowser for my good friends at Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville, celebrating 50 years in business. Now is the time to start planning for your new pool. It's a huge investment, and having a company that you can trust is crucial. Owners Jeremy and Shane Lawson build the pools themselves, so they will know every inch of your new pool. Luxury Pool and Spa is also your Central Arkansas headquarters for chemicals, and they have great rebates going on now for Pool Life and Bacchus Hill Pool Chemicals. Just bring in a water sample, and the trained professionals at Luxury Pool and Spa will ensure that your pool has the proper chemicals needed. Luxury Pool and Spa is also the proud dealer of Pollywood Outdoor Furniture with Climate Tough and a 20-year warranty. They also carry Pentair pool equipment, pool toys, and the Big Green Eggs. It's the perfect time to turn your backyard into your everyday oasis this summer with Luxury Pool and Spa, celebrating 50 years in business. Take it from a happy customer, they are the best. Live the life of luxury with Luxury Pool and Spa. Check them out online at luxurypoolarkansas.com.
This is Trey Johnson with HJ Trailer Sales. Spring is here, and y'all have made us the number one truck bed dealer in the state. We wanted to thank you for your support and business. If you're looking for the best customer service from folks that can handle any type of trailer and take care of you after the sale, with hometown service, it's HJ Trailer Sales. Our team will handle all your service and warranty needs. See what great customer service looks like at HJ Trailer Sales on Albert Pike in Hot Springs, or check us out on Facebook.
I'm Alan LeVar. For more than 30 years, when Arkansans have been injured in a crash, they've heard one simple line: hurt in a car, call LeVar. But it's more than a slogan. It means personal attention from my team. We take on the insurance companies for you, and if you're hurt and can't travel, I'll come to you. Your consultation is always free, always confidential, and there's no fee unless we win. Hurt in a car, call LeVar. Arkansas strong for more than 30 years.
LeVar Law, injury and accident lawyers. Arkansas built, Arkansas trusted.
What's up, guys? It's official. The Dude Perfect Squad Games Tour is coming to a city near you. 22 cities across the U.S.
Including yours. Sunday, July 12th in North Little Rock, Arkansas at Simmons Bank Arena.
A brand new tour, brand new battle, bigger and better than ever.
Woo! Dude Perfect in North Little Rock on July 12th.
Squad Games is officially coming into arenas.
Tickets and information at dudeperfect.com/tour.
The two best words in sports, Game 7.
Hey, it's David Basil for my good friends at Bath Fitter. I've been working with Bath Fitter for over a decade now. They're a family-owned business that's been around for over 40 years. They are the pioneers of the acrylic bath industry. Bath Fitter offers a one-of-a-kind remodeling process that's easy and stress-free. They offer a wide selection of beautiful and functional showers, and with their seamless one-piece walls and hundreds of design options, you can refresh your shower space in no time. They can even convert your existing bath into a shower. Check them out online at bathfitterlittlerock.com and tell them Basil sent you.
FanDuel
Fuel, in partnership with Oakline Sports, is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. And on the biggest soccer stage in the world this summer, FanDuel, in partnership with Oakline Sports, is changing the soccer game with a feature built in for soccer fans. Because sometimes your players get subbed out and your bet goes with them. It can happen at any moment. 1 minute they're on the pitch creating chances, and the next they're heading back to the bench. Well, not anymore. With FanDuel Super Sub, if your soccer player is subbed out, your bet stays in. That's right. When your player leaves the match, your bet automatically continues on with the substitute player. So whether the action happens early, late, or deep into the stoppage time, you're still in it until the final whistle. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started now. FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports. Let there be goals this summer on FanDuel. Must be 21 plus and present in Arkansas. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Trey Reed inviting you to join Mark Hedrick and me Tuesday nights at 7 for The Wild Side.
Brought to you by Edwards Food Giant, Trader Bill's Outdoors, Battery Outfitters, Tammy Chase Insurance, Crane Chevrolet, and Flyway Brewing.
The guys aren't perfect, so if you hear them say something wrong, yeah, let them know at 501-661-1037. It's where the...
Oh, my gosh. Stop that right there, Todd. Fix that little rascal. Go ahead, Baz. We're back.
All right. 651. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037 is the number. We got a couple things, too, we'll get to a little bit later. The cost is in, projected cost on, or at least the reported cost on the Taylor and Travis. I guess we're going back, Kelsey. I don't know. She's not changing her name, I guess. We have a price tag on their wedding. Also, Roger, we've got the list of the top five cities in America, according to Travel and Leisure. I'll give you and Todd one shot just to take a shot at maybe see if you can get one of the cities.
Okay.
Go.
Which is best and worst?
No, just best. Name best city in the U.S.
Best city in the U.S.
I'll give you a hint. There's a couple.
Are they in the SEC?
One of them is in the... No, I take that back. Three of them are in the footprint of the SEC.
Panama City Beach.
Panama City Beach?
You said Florida.
Yep.
I'm going Florida.
This will be tough. This will be a tough one. Todd, you want to take a shot?
I'm sorry, I missed the question.
It's okay. Best city in the U.S. Best city, according to Travel and Leisure, the top five. Three of them, as Roger asked.
Dallas, Texas.
No.
New York?
That's a good guess. What's that?
New York City?
Nope. New York, they always think they are. There is one of the major cities, population-wise, on the list.
San Francisco.
Roger, you and I have been to it. Not San Francisco.
East Coast, West Coast?
Midwestern.
We have been to it. Good night. Chicago.
Chicago.
Boom, that's in your face.
I think Chicago's in at number five, and I'll tell you, Chicago is a fun town, man. We've had a good time there. There's so much to do.
You know, you saw pictures last night with Al.
Yeah.
Some of those pictures. Todd, you need to fix this if you can. Look at that and see what we've lost.
I'm trying to work on that right now.
Okay.
I
mean, those pictures with Todd, with Al from Wrigley to being the cop.
So much. And there's so much to do in Chicago.
Oh, there's a ton to do.
So Chicago's number five. Huh? New Orleans, number four. We've been there. Right. I think that's a fun city.
More pictures of that from Dwayne Duncan yesterday.
We've been there.
I saw it. First time we met Steve Davis was down there.
That's right. This is an interesting one. Savannah, Georgia. We're getting ready to go to Georgia. We're getting ready to go right outside of Atlanta.
Where is that?
You know, off the top of my head, I should know where Savannah is.
Are we staying in Jonesboro?
Yeah, we're staying in Jonesboro. Jonesboro's halfway between Atlanta and where the track is.
Okay.
It's halfway.
Okay.
So it's 30 minutes from Atlanta to the track.
Okay.
So it's right halfway through. So number two, Charleston, South Carolina, another SEC. Now, have you been to South Carolina before, Raj?
Is that where the Belt Bowl is?
No, that's Charlotte.
You said North Carolina. Oh, is that North Carolina?
Charleston, South Carolina. Yeah, Charlotte, North Carolina.
I've got a nephew and his wife live in Monix Corner, maybe, South Carolina.
But South Carolina is a beautiful state.
Oh.
So Charleston, I'm sure, is a nice. But number one, this is a town that I've heard a lot of people talk about. I've never been there. Number one, according to Travel and Leisure, is Santa Fe, New Mexico. Have you been to Santa Fe, Raj?
I don't know.
It's not to your memory.
To my knowledge, I don't remember staying there.
If you did, it wasn't very long.
But I know how I've gone to New Mexico and maybe have passed through, went to Lincoln County where
Billy the Kid was. My sister lived at White Sands and in La Luz and Alamogordo and all that area. I don't know where Santa Fe is from there. So
yeah,
I don't know.
But I've heard it's an artist, you know, a lot of artists are there and it's beautiful and all the things. So they said, the reader said it was thanks to 300 days of yearly sunshine and their robust food scene.
Okay.
So there you go. I don't know about that, but I've heard that, you know, on multiple occasions that was a great town.
Okay.
One of the birthdays we'll get to a little bit later, Roger, Arlo Guthrie.
Yeah.
When you hear Arlo Guthrie, what do you think of?
I think of hippies. Right. This land and what, is your, was that, and did he do that?
City of New Orleans.
That's it.
Nalis's Restaurant. Yeah. He's the son of Woody Guthrie. So there you go.
Yeah. And Woody Guthrie is from Toy Story. I guess Woody and Arlo, I never even put them together. I don't know. That is a different
Woody. By the way, too, we haven't mentioned it, Todd. I know Todd's busy. Roger, you know what we have starting Saturday and Sunday that Dave Van Horn will be paying close attention to?
Baseball portal.
Not the portal. We got the Major League Baseball draft.
Oh.
And they're talking about Helfrich, the catcher for the Razorbacks, having a chance to maybe go high, I guess, in the draft. Roger, when you think of great catchers, there's only one that comes to mind.
Bill Dickey.
At Arkansas.
Oh.
And he was up there when I played. He goes on to have a nice career. Gold glove, I think, more than once.
When you were up there?
I was.
I thought there's been one since then that was pretty good.
I had the watch. I don't know how he did in the pros, though. But this guy actually had a good pro career at a team not far from us, for the St. Louis Cardinals. Did you just hit yourself in the face there?
I did. I just did. I don't know.
Tom?
Oh, Tom Pagnozzi.
That's it.
Tom, I forgot about him being a Hall.
I know.
Wow.
Yeah, I was up there, you know, Roger, and, you know, I've said this. I hate that we didn't really connect as well with the other players.
Sure.
We lived in the dorm with the basketball team, so we would see Joe.
Right, and
Alvin and Darryl.
But it was not the baseball guys.
Not the baseball guys. And I knew some of them, but we were busy doing our own thing. We didn't have social media, so it wasn't easy to sort of know who everybody was. But yeah, he was there at that time. Well, you know, wow. Dave Van Horn was a player
Unreal.
When I was up there for
Unreal.
2 years.
That's wild.
Yeah, and if they weren't living in there, I'm sure they looked at us like, look at the football team and the basketball team. They get Wilson Sharp dorm.
Well, you
know,
did.
Which I don't blame them.
Listen, you absolutely. Yeah. I mean, the baseball players were in center block rooms.
Yeah,
I mean, I just forgot. But what was it? What was the name? What's the watch that we have?
Yeah, I'll have to go back and look. Yeah, we said.
Oh, my God, from Jones'
son. Yeah, it was a cool watch.
It's a great watch. I still have it.
We gave like 50 of them away, remember?
Oh, gosh.
Michael Marion says at the Simmons Bank Arena tomorrow, Evanescence, expect 10,000-plus Sunday, the concert, Roger, that we've been talking about giving away tickets for quite some time. Dude Perfect, 7-plus thousand. 7,500. I mean, that's a busy weekend, Mike.
I was going to be there with grandson James.
Be there.
But I will not.
Will not.
So that's huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a huge thing. Yeah, Meredith will be taking it.
All right, if you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037.
We'll visit with. Thanks for fixing that.
Yeah, thanks, Todd. We'll visit with Greg Hatcher and Frank Lawrence coming up. We'll visit RJ Hawk and more. We're glad you're with us today on this TGI Friday. Summer Adventure Contingent. Hey, thanks to all the folks we met. So QB, what do you call
QB it? QB7.
QB7.
He brought me wipes, pain medicines, mouthwash, Band-Aids, everything we need for our trip.
Yeah, Dan Nicholson, I think. Yeah, it was nice to see him. Everybody was very nice, the owner. And I don't know, it's a long drive. Other part of the state.
A lot of conversation.
We don't get to the western part of the state. We either go northeast, due south, or north west.
Just seeing the cut that they've made into
that mountain.
Yeah.
All right, don't go away.